Oh, so here we are, just before Rosh Hashanah. This is, in a way, somewhat of a Rosh Hashanah message to replace at least some of the Rosh Hashanah drasha. There will be a short drasha mitzvah Hashem on Shabbos in Shul, a very short one, but some thoughts to prepare us, some thoughts to help us, some thoughts to accompany us on our last couple of days before the Yom Hadin, the Yom HaNoiro, Yomim HaNoiroim, days of awe, days of privilege. That's the right way to look at it. It is it's a mixture. The Pasuk in Tehillim, David HaMelech says, Gilu Bir Odo. You're supposed to rejoice. Rosh Hashanah is a day, it's a yontif. It's a yontif in Yerushalayim, the minhag was, when meat was very expensive, the chicken was much cheaper, meat was exorbitantly expensive. And the minhag was to have meat twice a year, on Seder night and on Rosh Hashanah night. It's a tribulation. It is a rejoicing over the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the overreaching and the primary thoughts and the primary feeling. It's gilu biru odor. First gilu, rejoice biru odor, with awe, because of the enormity of the day and the decisions. Maybe it's best that everyone should mute themselves. That would probably be very helpful. So, the enormity of the day, that's something which is, but it is the opportunity, is the privilege to be able to be mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to declare HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kingship and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reign over the entire world, including us, not to forget ourselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus. I do just want to mention that we're going through a very difficult time at the moment, which is no secret, and including davening on Rosh Hashanah in Shul, it's a challenge. It's a challenge with masks, and it's stuffy, and it's difficult, and it is hampering. And the following thoughts occurred to me, which I'd like to share with you, which I think will help and will give us the right focus to help us be able to endure what we have to endure in order to be able to have the privilege of standing in front of Melech Malchei HaMelechim for some hours, some reduced hours, but some hours nonetheless in Shul. Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh that we've just heard recently, very interesting episode. That episode is the following. Torah says in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Base, "Kiyakum bekirbacha." If in your midst a novi, a choleim, somebody who is either a novi or a dreamer of dreams, he rises, v'nosan ilecha oisu meifes, and he gives you a sign or a wonder, and he claims to be a novi Hashem, uvoha oisva meifes, and indeed, here the sign or the wonder actually happens. Exactly as he said it to you. Lemo. And what is he telling you? Nail chol, let's go. Acharei Elohim Acherim, after gods of others. Ashelo yodatom, that you've never known them before. And they are foreign. The Na'ovdein. Nonetheless, the Novi says, let's serve them. Says the Pasuk, lo sishma. You mustn't listen, El Divrei HaNovi Ahu, to this Novi. Oel Acholim Chaloim Achaloim Ahu, to this dreamer. Why? Because he has been sent. Ki menaseh Hashem Elokeichem. He has been sent as part of Hashem's test. Eschem to you. Lo das to know. Hayishchem oyhavim es Hashem Elokeichem. Do you truly love Hashem your God b'chol levavchem b'chol nafshchem, with all your heart and with all your soul, we'd say in English. That's the possible. But a simple question. A simple question is, first of all, if he's a Novi, and he seems to be a Novi, and the only way we can know, because he gives us a test, a sign, or a wonder, and it happens, a miracle. He's able to perform miracles. And exactly what he said that's going to happen happens. Well, how should we know? How should we know? How can we tell that he's a Novi Sheker? Maybe he's really a Novi. And, well, even if we should know somehow, why is it a test whether we love Hashem or we don't? Those two questions, simple questions. And I mentioned this to the ladies, and I mentioned it briefly as a general message. And the following thought occurred to me. It could be that Hashem will send a Novi, as a Hiros, Shoal, Yoah, Novi, Bar HaKarmel, to tell us to do mitzvah slightly differently, do a mitzvah like this instead of like that, miss out this mitzvah for the moment, and add the other mitzvah, could possibly be. Hiros, Shoal, something as a simple local emergency dispensation. But what's impossible is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send a message to serve Avodah Zorah. Avodah Zorah is the absolute antithesis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It can't be. Cannot be that Hashem will send a Novi to say, serve someone else, worship some other power. It cannot be. So you say to yourself, yeah, hey, I didn't think of that. That's obvious. Even if he's got a sign and a wonder and everything happens, wow, impossible. Of course it can't be. Why didn't I think of that? So the Torah tells you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was testing you to see whether you love Hashem or not. Why? Because the answer is like this. There are two ways to serve Hashem. We could either serve Hashem out of Avo, Gilu, rejoice, love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a privilege, an opportunity to serve Hashem. Wow. Or it could be through Yiro, Biro Ado, we're trembling. But we're doing it because who knows what Hashem will do to us? Who knows what we know what we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accede to? So we do it out of, well, can we do? Kof Aleim Harka Gigas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forcing us. What else can we do? What else can we do? So we got no choice. So those are the two things. If we truly love Hashem and we connect with Hashem and we serve Hashem, because we've built a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have bitochen in Hashem. Hashem is our word and our pride. And we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's pride, his people, his loyal people. We're never going to fall for this to serve Avodah Zorah. Can't be. It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Impossible. Out of the question. But if chas v'shalom, somebody is only keeping the mitzvahs because I've got to, what will they say? It's not socially acceptable. Otherwise, well, see me without a couple, see me without a this, without a that. Can't be, I'll be an outcast. I've got to do it. All right, I'll do it. Then, if there seems to be an alibi, some type of exit, some parachute to get out of doing the Shem's mitzvahs, a perfect excuse, a seemingly plausible and respectable explanation as to why Chas v'Shalom, this person, has left serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, there's a Novi. Of course he's a Novi. He bought an Osa, the Mofis, absolutely proved himself, no question about it. So then, people, Nebuch, such a person, he'll chap the Metzia. He'll jump on the bandwagon and he'll go with it. He'll ride the wave for him, Nebuch. So this is what the Pasuk says. If a person, Hashem's testing us, whether we fall for this Novi Sheker or not, how should we know? Because if we love Hashem, we'll say impossible. If Chas v'Shalom, we're just doing it out of rote, out of social habit, out of fear of whoever, from whoever, but completely ulterior, we're going to fall for this. Hayishchem oyhavim es Hashem. The same thing we have. We've got the same thing in a different form. Somebody who loves davening to Hashem. Somebody who appreciates the great privilege to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Such a person, he's never going to say, I'll pass Yom HaNaroim by. I can't take the masks. I can't. No, somehow, wear a mask. stand outside, don't wear a mask, somehow do something that you can manage, get by, but I can't miss Yom Kippur, I can't miss Rosh Hashanah. An opportunity to be Mamlech Hashem, opportunity to ask Hashem for all my needs. I've got an opportunity to declare Hashem our King and declare us his loyal servants and subjects. Couldn't miss this for anything. Somehow, all right, better, worse, but I'm going to somehow get over this. I'll work it out. But the person who's, Shoshana, 6 hours in shul, four hours, mask, can't take it, goodbye, I'm not coming. That's Hayishchem Oyhavim Es Hashem. Do you truly love HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'chol levavchem v'chol nafshechem? Do you see Yom HaRoim, Avodas Hashem, davening, shofar, everything goes with it, slichas, everything is an opportunity, do shu es Hashem, v'motzei, to seek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's there for us, when it's easiest, Hashem's there to help us. Do we jump on it, or do we get distracted with the difficulties of the time that we're going through at the moment? And this is something that can really strengthen our resolve to somehow overcome and not get distracted. That's the Sotan. Today's Sotan is the mask. It's everything that's going on. It's all the everything else. Let's remain focused on the huge privilege, the treasure of Yom HaRoim. Therefore, that's what we've got. You know, that is really Rosh Hashanah is, we know that we sit on Rosh Hashanah evening and the head of a fish, and we have pomegranate seeds, and we have dates, and all these yirotzon as a siman tov. Whatever happens on Rosh Hashanah is the microcosm of the whole year. That's the way it works. That's what simonim are. When we say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we should be the Rosh of Leila Zonov, we should be on top and not the tail. We should be the head and not an outcast and not a nochschlepper. That we davent HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tshuva HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This today, we are the heads. We are serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a sterling way, the best possible. Just like we are today, we want to be the whole year. We take the pomegranate seeds. Hashem, just like today, we want to do as many mitzvahs as we can possibly get hold of. Same thing. The date. We're there for you, Hashem. We and you, Hashem, we're one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, protect us in that schus. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from our adversaries, etc., etc. Therefore, certainly it's a day where we want to be absolutely as perfect as possible. As perfect as possible in terms of our behavior, in terms of our usage of the day, the davening, we're tired, we're all tired, slichas before, slichas coming, day of Rosh Hashanah itself, trying to the maximum, beautiful, talking around the table, divrei Torah, as much learning as possible, as much Torah focus, ruchnis. Whatever we do on Rosh Hashanah, that's what's going to be the whole of, that's what's going to be right through the year. If we choose ruchnis, if we're focused and we choose with a simcha, with a sense of privilege, Hashem will give us that right through the year. That is the message. That is what we got. I want to finish off because we have the privilege of hearing Rabbi Reuven Atlas in a moment. And just want to finish off with one request. The one request is that it says in Simon Tov Reish Gimel in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, Af mi she'enu nizo mi pastel kusim, even somebody who has bread, which is perfectly kosher, but baked by a non-Jew, Aseres made shuvah tzorech lizoyah, we've got to take on a chumrah on Aseres made shuvah that isn't, the whole year you can have non-Jewish breads as long as you know the ingredients are okay, nothing wrong with it at all. You could have bread baked by a non-Jew, it's mutter, it's definitely a hidur to have kosher bread. I mean, don't mean kosher bread, bread baked by Yisrael. But Aseres made tshuva, although it's mutter, got to be machmir. Got to take on some more. Why? Because Shmuel was here. I want to show Hashem I'm making an extra effort. It's coming to Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah will be on Shabbos. Shabbos, Yismuchu b'malchuscha, a day of great malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's, we're coming to Shul, and it's Shabbos Kodesh. We're not blowing the shofar, because it's Shabbos Kodesh, and maybe somebody might forget and carry. I'll ask, without getting involved at all in any way in the discussion, in the difference of opinion about whether the Eruv is good in Northwest London, whether it's not good in Northwest London, to not get involved in that at all. But one thing everyone agrees, that city, large city Eruvin, rely on a whole multitude of leniencies. Some will say that's what we've always done and it's okay, it's acceptable, but everyone agrees that there is a mokum lehachmir, those who don't need to carry. If you don't need to carry, for those two Shabbosos and Yom Kippur, those 3 days, Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos Shuvah, and Yom Kippur, we were able to bring things that we don't, that we need in shul before Shabbos, things that we can manage with, or if we forget a talis, put it on and wear it to shul, a key you can manage without, or with a Shabbos belt, just as a chumrah, without getting involved in any politics, as a chumrah to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to show a tremendous hiddur in our Shemirah Shabbos. We're going to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that us not blowing the shofar is completely in line with our behavior, with our sense of showing a chumrah, doing something a little extra, something to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it's avo. Our serving you is an avo. It is a relationship, a deep sense of love and appreciation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That, those who don't need to, surely that is a tremendous zchus, a tremendous Melitz Yosha, a tremendous reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save us. We're in such a difficult time at the moment. We need to make a special effort. We need to show Hashem that we go an extra mile and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should do the same, to have Rachmonis on us, on our families, on our Kehillah, on all the Kehillahs, on the whole of mankind who need a tremendous Yeshua from the current Magefa. May we be zeicha in this chus to k'siva v'chasim ha'teva, and may the same way as we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll do a hiddur, an extra chumrah. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu also go the extra mile to give us more than we deserve, pour out generous helpings of rachamim, so we should be zeicha mitz Hashem to k'siva v'chasim ha'teva. Without further ado, I'm going to introduce our Yomim Naroim, pre-Yomim Naroim speaker of many years, great inspiration to anybody who hears him, Rav Reuven Atlas. Thank you so much for agreeing to come and giving us Divrei Chizuk in this special, special time.
Thank you very much to the Rav for the opportunity to so do so. Oh, would I prefer to be standing in North Hendon Shul on a Shabbos morning, but if it has to be Azay, Derek Zoom, it's a grace of Kovet to be Mishtatef in sharing some ideas pre-Rosh Hashanah, even though it seems that that's not the Derech of the Torah. To share and talk about Rosh Hashanah, that's not the derech of the Torah. Proof, Parshas Emor. In Parshas Emor is Parshas Hamoyadim. Oh, the Torah goes to town with every single Yom Tov. Kukarain in Parshas Emor, and you'll see your Erev Pesach, and you'll see your Pesach, and your Matzahs, and you're not eating Chometz. And Motzei Pesach, you'll see your Ktzira Sa'oimeh, you'll see your Svira Sa'oimeh, you'll see your Mitzvah Svira Sa'oimeh, until you'll come to Shavuos. And you'll see all the details of Chagat Tzeres, your Shtei Alechem in Beis HaMikdosh. Then, Parshas Emor, Torah takes a little break, and repeats a mitzvah, which we just learned in Parshas Kedoshim previously, harvest your field, leave a corner for payer. Oh, then back to Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah. Leave that out for the moment. Leave that Rosh Hashanah for the moment. Yom Kippur, all the Torah goes to town with what you do on Yom Kippur. An Erev Yom Kippur. Sukkos, Arba Minim. Come out every detail in Parshas Emor about Arba Minim. Yeshiva B'Sukkah. Man, Yedu Torah Seichem. Torah's Parshas Emor is replete with Moyadim. It's Parshas HaMoyadim. Rosh Hashanah, the Torah says two words, Zichron Trua. And as we know, B'Kabbalah, the Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin, and the Torah zokt gonished, nothing in the Torah about the etzem toichen of Rosh Hashanah. Even mitzvah shofar, we have to kvetch arois from the word trua and the word zichroin, and it's not mafurush. Zot rabbeinu b'chai. How come Rosh Hashanah, definitely in comparison to all the other yomim tovim in Parsha Zema, is completely hidden? Zot rabbeinu b'chai, because the most holy and elevated of subjects are always the most hidden of subjects. Says Rabbeinu B'chai, a svara, because if we publicize and the Torah would really go to town on Rosh Hashanah about Yom HaDin, says Rabbeinu B'chai, not many of us can actually tune in to what that means and make it relevant. Better to stay quiet. Begeder mutov shiyuhu shogegin. Better not to know about it than to disrespect it. Zot Rabbeinu B'chai, neshama. Where is it talk about the Torah? About our neshama, which is the ikkah. I saw brought in Sefer Siddur Shal Shabbos, is that a mitzvah without kavana, it's like a goof without neshama. It's without neshama, what is shmiras mitzvahs? Our neshama is neshamas of Torah. Torah says nothing about neshamas. Tchiyas amesim, olam haba. Where are all these in the Torah? Says Rabbeinu B'chai, the more elevated and refined, as in academically refined, a subject, the more hidden it is. So it's Rabbeinu B'chai, and that's why it's why Rosh Hashanah, the etzem toichen of Rosh Hashanah, is hidden, because it's so elevated, because it is so deep, better not to talk about it. So there's a raya from the Torah. To talk about Rosh Hashanah is a seems from Parshas Emor is a besanisht, and if you're going to talk about it, it's only because we're talking to people who do appreciate neshama, who can understand the relevance of Yom HaDin, who can understand the concept of neshama. Shait in Tosas, the whole din on Rosh Hashanah be'ikah is chaye olam haba. We're olam haba dekayidin. We transcend the temporary and the difficulties of this world, and olam haba, that's where we're really at. Oh, then we can talk about Rosh Hashanah. What a kavod to be amongst the chevra to whom Rosh Hashanah is a subject to which they can tune in from, grow from, and chas v'shalom not disrespect. Whoa, haflo feather, the grace and yashir kirk for being makabel me to share a little bit about Rosh Hashanah. I'd like to be makdim a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. It's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes Zayin Omed Aleph, says as follows. Here towards the bottom, Tanya, Omer Rebbe Yehuda, Mishum Rebbe Akiva, Mipni Ma Omra Torah, Heviu Omer BePesach. Why does the Torah say bring a Korban Omer on Pesach? Oh, Mipnei Shah Pesach is Zman Tavua. Pesach is the Zman when the produce of the cereal crop in the fields begins to ripen and is ready for harvesting, especially barley, the first to ripen and to be harvested. Then bring in front of me as a korban the omer on Pesach. in order to reciprocally receive a bracha on the produce in the field. Okay, I think I've got how this works. You bring on that time a korban from that thing which requires the bracha. I've got that. Does that follow through? Yeah, look. Why does the Torah say bring shtei alechem from the wheat on atzeres on shavuos? Mipnei shatzeres zman peiros ilon. Because shavuos is the time for fruit. Rashi says, I think, that wheat is a fruit, or the Marishan, according to one opinion, et from the Eitz Hadas, wheat. So bring the wheat as a korban on Shavuos, which is the time for the wheat, in order to get a bracha reciprocally on that thing that you're bringing as a korban. Oh, the theme is definitely set. Let's just check through. Why do we bring as a korban water on Sukkos? Yeah, it follows through. Oh, my Kodesh Baruch Hu, nischu lefonei mayim b'chag. Bring water as a korban. Kadesh Yis Baruch Hu lechem gishmei shana. In order to reciprocally get the bracha on the rain. Definitely. That's the theme of this. Omer Rebbe Yehuda, Mishum Rebbe Akiva. We haven't finished. V'imru lefonei b'rosh hashana malchius. And say in front of me on Rosh Hashanah, Psukim declaring the coronation of the king. Leaving out a few words. Kadesh tamlichuni aleichem. In order that you will be coronating me upon you. What is the shaychus between Imru lafonai barosh Hashanah malchius and the rest of the braisa? Rebbe Yehudim in the name of Rebbe Akiva. We establish that this brisa is all about bringing on a yomtov der zach, vos kumt the bracha of der zach. If it's tvua, if it's peros, if it's mayim, you bring it as a korban to reciprocally accept and gain the bracha on that particular item. So where within fits the continuation aleichem. How does that fit in? That's Gemara number one for this evening. There's another Gemara. There's lots. Here's another one. It's the Gemara says on Lamed Beis Somad Aleph, referring back to Parshas Emor, with which we were makdim. There in Parshas Emor, we see Psukim which answer the question, Malchius minayin sh'omrim malchius. Fret the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. I think my cursor is going across the screen. Minayin sh'omrim malchius. How do we know that we say psukim declaring Hashem is king? Tanyam, Rebbe Omer, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Those are the last three words of the mitzvah of Peah in Parshas Emor. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And then the next posuk is, Uvachodesh Hashvi'i. Oh, because of the juxtaposition of Ani Hashem Elokeichem, a declaration of Hashem's Melech, that is. And then straight away we run into Uvachodesh Hashvi'i, the next posuk in Parosh Hashanah. That is the Makor from which we derive, says Rebbe, Minayin Sha'omrim Malchius. From there we derive that we say Malchius. You see, from that Gemara, it's not just a play on words, the flow of words, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and then Uvachodesh Hashvi'i. It must be a bit deeper than that. There must be a connection between the mitzvah of Peah and Rosh Hashanah. I'd like to think about what is that connection between the mitzvah of Peah and the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah? If we brought two Gemaras and we're stuck, is the Yiddish Derech is undoubtedly to bring a third Gemara and to get unstuck. Is the third Gemara is like this. It's the Gemara in Brochus, I think the same Gemara is in Menachos. Is the Gemara in Brochus starts like this at the bottom of Nun Dalad Omud Beis. The Gemara starts like this, and this is a recipe for a successful Rosh Hashanah. For Omar Rav Yehuda Shlosha Dvorim Ma'arichim Yomavu Shlosav Sheladon. Yeah, I'll sign up. Three things lengthen the days and the years of a person. Number one, which isn't the subject for tonight, Hamarich Bitfilosu, to daven at some length. Gemara Sakasha from that. It says elsewhere in Gemara and Brochus not to daven at length. Then the Gemara says, I'm really interested in this one for many reasons. But Hamarich al Shulchanoi, somebody who spends a long time at the breakfast table. Did I say breakfast table? I actually meant lunch table. Did I say lunch table? I meant supper table, whenever you're eating. Says the Gemara, needs a hezba, that's coming up, that if the longer you spend sitting at your food table, the longer you're going to live. Don't listen to all the modern nutritionists that use the eating less is better for you. Here is Mufurish in the Gemara, Amarich al Shulchanai, it's going to bring you long life. Or is it? Zog the Gemara, Vosis Pshat in them. Why Marich al Shulchanai? How is that going to bring length of life? Zot the Gemara, and daf nun hei omad aleph. Zot the Gemara, I'll prove it. On nun hei omad aleph, zot the Gemara, amarech al shulchanoi. Yeah. Amarech al shulchanoi, dilma osi anya v'yoivle. Because maybe Anani will come and he'll give him some bread from his table. Oh, what's the arichus of sitting at a table? Because therefore there's more time opportunity that in the middle of you're in the middle of your egg and chips, all of a sudden, knock on the door, you get up from the table, you open the door, because it seems that's what we do when we're sitting eating, even though we're sitting and eating, we get up from the table and we open the door, and there is a poor person. And you say, oh, Yid, come around, let me give you something from my supper table. And with that, one will be zoicher to arichas yomim v'shonim, to do that mitzvah of tzedakah from the table. Yeah. There's a question, the cha'ora, to ask on this Gemara. What it really boils down to is tzedakah, as in teshuvah, tefillah, tzedakah. Ma'avirin es roya hagazero. What this Gemara really boils down to is tzedakah, is ma'arich yomov u'shnosov shalodon. And there are so many different ways of giving tzedakah that we have to inquire, if it's just a simple, straightforward mitzvah of giving tzedakah, why does this b'raisa have to dress it up in the story of ma'arich al shulchanu? Somebody spending a long time sitting at the table. Why can't it be somebody who goes to the shuk and looks for poor people to give them tzedakah? Why is it punked to this, the stage set for this mitzvah tzedakah? And it seems punked this mitzvah tzedakah, which is Marich Yomov Ushnosov, the Gemara dresses up, the Brisa dresses up in the story set on the stage of Marich al Shulchanoi. My high, it's a simple din of tzedakah. So it must be from this Gemara that to get up from your egg and chips when there's a knock on the door and from then to give tzedakah from your dinner table is a different form of tzedakah. So it seems that there are, at least from this Gemara we see, at least two forms of giving tzedakah. And I would like to try and give a little bit of ta'am to this extra level of giving tzedakah, which warrants its whole new madrega of Marich Yonov Ushnosov Shalodon. And the Cha'ira, the Svara, goes like this. Is mitzvah tzedakah in the simple way, and is it simple at all? No, it's not. What an amazing mitzvah tzedakah is, even in that which we will describe as the simple form, which isn't yet even this Gemara of Ma'arich al Shulchanoi. In its simple form, I don't want to give away my own personal salary details for my moshul, so I'll make a guzma, and you'll understand that it's not at all real. At the end of the month, I bring in my monthly salary of £100,000. I then take Misa, £10,000, my tenth. £10,000 from my salary goes into my Misa account. Today we do it posh. Into my Misa account. A couple of clicks on the clickables in front of my desk, and my Misa goes into my Misa account. Okay. A yid comes up to me in shul and rattles something, ich mache cheshbon, and that comes out of my tzedakah account. If at the end of the month, day 29, my tzedakah account is empty, because I've been a gewaltiger yid this month, and I've given away my Misa kasofim, I can maybe turn around and say, I'm so sorry, Haborek Ein Bo Moyim, not even Nechoshim Vakrovim, and I'm not able to give you, I've given my tzedakah, I fulfilled my obligation. And what an amazing obligation that is. You're sitting at the table, you go to the front door, and an Oni comes in and he says, "Oh, is that egg and chips? And you say, "Yeah, that's my supper." Oni asks, "Oh, is it possible to have tzedakah?" So you say to him, "You know what? Come around. Have you eaten today, Rubid? Come around. There's egg and chips on the table. Let me give you some chips." You're a bit embarrassed because you've got all the chips piled up on your plate. So you scrape some off and you put, we're not English, no problem here. Corona issues, please put aside at this present moshul. And you scrape some of your chips from your plate onto his plate. Rubid, you sit down. Sit down, please enjoy. Macha brocha. It's there, you're giving tzedakah not from the tenth, you're giving tzedakah from your table. That's a much bigger intrusion from the Rabbeinu Shalom into you. It's difficult enough, but we do it. We're trained to portion off the tenth. But then in our minds, psychologically, okay, that's not mine. That belongs to it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gave me £100,000 this month in order that I should be just the custodian of 10 of those £1,000 to give away. It's not really mine. We can get into that mindset. It's difficult, but we can get into that mindset. But the £90,000, for sure that's mine. Hashem said so. That's yours, Oni. 10, 90 is mine. You're coming now and asking for something from mine, with a capital M. Oh, that's a much higher level of being mavate, of giving up of yourself. It's brought in Svarim HaKadoshim. I want Serge, you should never say that, because all Svarim are Kadoshim. But it's brought in Svarim, which some people all still call Svarim Kadoshim, that nefesh, the property of a person, is bound up with their nefesh. Can't really understand that, but that's brought to give away of yours is giving away of yourself. That's a bigger intrusion into the very self. And that's the higher level of tzedakah, which the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph, says is a recipe for a successful any day of the year. It's Marich Yomov Ushnosov Shel Odom. I'm going to take a quick break to tell a story. It's a fantastic story. This story comes from the Baal Osnayim Torah in Parshas Re'eh, where the Torah says, in the mitzvah of tzedakah, ki beglal hadova hazeh yivarechecho Hashem. And the Gemara says, beglal galgal huachot yuzeh ba'olam. It's a wheel. Tzedakah is a wheel which goes round. Sometimes you're on top of the wheel and you're a giver. Although there could be an argument to say the top of the wheel is the oni. And sometimes you're the bottom of the wheel and you're the receiver. But the wheel goes around, and a person who was once in such a position could find himself in the opposite position, and vice versa. Comes a story. Zalman Sorotsky, the Meridical Moshel. Says, once upon a time, there was a Baal Agola, an old-fashioned, I'm not going to say taxi driver this time, but Hulia. He was a Hulia. He used to bring all the wholesale material from distant cities back to his home city for the retailers to then sell in their shops. And this Hulia was especially busy in the few weeks before Pesach, bringing everything to the shops in town for them to sell for Pesach. He used to set off in Shvat to distant cities to bring back all the products for his city to sell. One year, that's the way the year fell, the roads were still very wet, muddy, rut-ridden. And he piled up his wagon with all the produce. He was on his way back to town to supply his clients with their means with which to retail for Pesach. His wagon kept getting stuck in the ruts, in the mud, still in the late part of the rainy season that particular year. Mr. Balagola says, I'm not going to make it. My wagon is too heavy. I'm going to have to unload some of the schoira to lighten the load. But then he thinks to himself, this is my parnosa. If I turn up back in town and I say, well, I had to chuck some of your wares at the side of the road because it was too heavy, I don't think they're going to give me custom next year. So he looks around, he thinks, what else is heavy on my wagon? He's looking around and he sees these two massive wheels, one on the right-hand side of his cart and the other on the left-hand side of his cart. And he says, whoa, they're heavy, those wheels. He stops his cart. He gets off his cart with his toolbox, which every self-respecting Balagola haulier carries with him on his wagon. He gets off. He opens up his toolkit. He takes off the right wheel. He takes off the left wheel, gently lowers the chassis of his wagon onto the ground, leaves the wheels on the side of the road, back onto the wagon, takes his whip and with the horses, and the horses start dragging the wagon in the mud, and he realizes it's worse going than before. Hello, but only now he realizes it's worse going than before. Zotrub Zalman Sorotskin, Panosa Gate Shver. It's heavy going. It's a difficult season. So what are you gonna unload first? No, I can't unload that luxury. I can't unload that thing which our family has always been used to. I know what I'll unload. I'll unload my chiyuvin to tzedakah. So Rav Zalman Sorotskin, ki beglal hadova hazeh, tzedakah is the wheels which go round, which make everything else happen. Don't divest yourself, says Rav Zalman Sorotskin, of the wheels of your wagon. That's the mitzvah of tzedakah, which is ma'avirin royas ha'gzeirah. And we've seen there are two levels. There's a level of, I'll give away that which isn't mine, it really belongs to the Oni Hashem, who has just made me a custodian, or is giving away of oneself. And that is the mitzvah of peah. Rashi and Parsha Semen, a tiny hidden Rashi, which only recently I came across, as is often the way. I always claim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we're not looking, shtipped around extra Rashis into Rashi Ala Torah, because I've never seemed to have ever seen it before. But there in Parshas Emma, Rashi brings Tazay, a moshel. I'll dress it up just a little bit. I'm a farmer. You can tell by my accent. I come from Somerset, and I'm a farmer. And there, and I've just reaped my field. I've completed my harvest, and I've left my payah, just like the Torah requires me to do. And I'm sitting back, having a cup of coffee. And out of the corner of my eye, I see Chaim Yankel. Rabosa, you know Chaim Yankel. Chaim Yankel, Kanai Nahara, he's 95 years old. When he walks, Baruch Hashem is still walking with a stick, but when he walks, you can actually hear his spine creaking as he walks down the road. He's so old and bent over. But Kanai Nahara, he's still walking and still active. And he's just come into my field. And look, he's bending down. 200 meters, you can hear the creak of his back when he does that. He's bending down. And he's starting to pick the tevuah from the corner of the field. Ich bin a bal chesed. I'm not only a farmer, I'm a bal chesed. I shout out, Chaim Yankel, don't bother yourself. Let me quick. I get my combine harvester, start up the motors. I'll harvest it for you. You know what? I'll throw him for free. I'll even do the dosh. I'll do the zoireh. I'll prepare it. I'll make it. Mamish, grind it down for you. I'll do toichin. I'll bring you a bag of flour and you're ready to go. Or if you want, I'll ask my wife to bake the bread. Don't bother yourself, Chaim Yankel. I can't bear to see you. Steht in Torah, steht in Chazal, la'oni u'la'ger tazoy voisom. Leave it alone. Ad kadei kach, the Torah does not want you to go and help Chaim Yankel pick up the tevuah, harvest the tevuah himself from the field. My high, what does the Rabbeinu Shloim want? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rachum v'chanun. He doesn't want us to help Chaim Yankel. The Rabbeinu Shloim is teaching us as follows. There's a higher level of tzedakah. Love up. That is not yours at all. The truma, you can bring the truma that you're going to separate from your produce. You can have your favorite Mr. Cohen, who you have an arrangement with, and you give it to him. Your other tzedakos, you can choose your tzedakos. All of us have a tzedakah which captures our imagination and which we fancy. Kol echod lefi avodosay v'sichloi. But Peah, I don't want you to have any ownership, not even the ownership to do the chesed with it and acquire chesed. Don't even acquire chesed with it. Completely give up any ownership rights, even chesed ownership rights. Give up. Don't help him. La'omi ulager tazoy v'isom, a complete and utter aziva oilomis. That's the mitzvah of Peah. Give of yourself, give up on your natural inclination to go and help somebody. Give up on your etzemu. And with that, we understand the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes Zayin Omed Aleph. The Gemara said in Daf Tes Zayin Omed Aleph, Pesach bring tzavua to get a broch on the tzavua. Peiros on Shavuos, Mayim on Sukkos. Bring that thing that you want the bracha to be reciprocally chal upon. On Rosh Hashanah, Imulafone Malchius. On Rosh Hashanah, say Malchius. Yeah, say the Malchius. The mitzvah as a minayin, it's a mitzvah with a hint to it in the Torah, filu, is the mitzvah is avada to say psukim of Malchius. But that would just be the goof of the mitzvah without the neshama. The neshama of Malchius is to be mamlich, is to actually coronate the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, not just with words, but with sacrificing ourselves. It's called self-sacrifice. It's called mesirus nefesh. It means being mavateh, you have to be mavateh to other people. Being mavateh to other people is giving up of ourselves, settle differences, try not to react when somebody cuts you up on the road. If you live on Princess Park Avenue and you have to turn right out of Princess Park Avenue, just to do a mitzvah, I just want to turn right and nobody lets you out and then you push in and you're hooted, or top of Princess Park Avenue is an excellent area to practice middas, to be mavater, to give in on oneself, to give up of oneself, not to react when we feel we have to react. Act, not in the home when we're ruffled, not outside of the home when we're ruffled. If we can give up of ourselves, that's Malchius. And the theme of that Brisa, when the name of Rebbe Akiva is that thing which you sacrifice, that's what the bracha then reciprocally falls upon. It falls upon you, that upon that which was brought as a korban. And we're looking forward to bringing ourselves as korbanos, to be moiser nefesh, to try and lose a little bit of that extra self. And if we sacrifice ourselves, then we are zoicha to reciprocally get the bracha returned back on ourselves. As the Ramban points out at the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, that before the mitzvah of Peah in Parshas Kedoshim, is the mitzvah to bring a korban shlomim and the din noisa, mitzvah halachas of korban shlomim. Says the Ramban, it's not ala Torah in our Ramban ala Torah, it's in the Likut, which was published in England, called Moshav Zakenim. And there in Moshav Zakenim, b'shem Ramban, what's the shaykhus between shlomim and Peah? His Peah is a korban. It's true that it goes to the oni, but in a way that's just incidental. Is there's a mitzvah tzedakah of korban, to be makriv yourself. And when a person's marich al shulchanoi, he's makriv of himself, of his time and his effort, and of his own portion of chips to give away, that's korban. In Rabbeinu Yoina, Yesod HaTeshuva. Rabbeinu Yoina brings a Yesod of Tshuva. He says, an Eitzah Tova to do Tshuva. You have a plate of food in front of you, leave over a little bit. Now that's not even going to an oni. That's just leave over a little bit. There's an inyan of korban, leaving a little bit over. Don't have to eat everything. Don't have to indulge in everything. That's korban. That's Rabbeinu Yoina, the inyan of korban. And that's the whole inyan of Kedusha Sa'achila, an area which today is so forgotten. I saw an advert in our front papers a few weeks ago for a new product on the market. And the caption in the advert read, "Grab them while you can." If it's kosher, ooh, minahadrin, minahadrin. Oh, but that sugang to food is treif minahatreif. Grab them while you can. Is we're losing the sensitivity. I feel I am, especially when I have a plate of chips in front of me. I'm losing the sensitivity to, you don't have to fully indulge and definitely not grab them while you can. Share with other people. And says Rabbeinu Yonah, leave over a korban on the side of the plate. And with that, we'll prezoche emiet sashem to tshuva and tefillah, which is also mesiras nefesh, and tzedakah ma'avirin es roya ha'gezeira. And we'll be zoche emiet sashem to a tof shei pen pei aleph, which is a tehei shnas pidyoin amiti. Mitzvashem, a kasiva v'chasima toiva. Cold.
Amen, amen. Shkoach, a big shkoach of Atlas. And to Jonathan for arranging it. May I just add, there's a posuk which fits so beautifully to what you said. Shlomo HaMelech says, Shlach lachmacha al pnei amoyim ki beroiv hayomim timsoena. And I thought, why does it say shlach lachmacha? Why does it say shlach kaspacha? So maybe that's the same theme as you said over there. That's the absolute epitome, the absolute crescendo of giving is something that to you is lachmacha. It pinches, and it's not something which is that, give it, and even that, kibarov hayomim timsel. Very good. Ksiva chsima tova. Good. Gebetsh
to yah. Gebetsh to yah to the rov of the kibbutz.
Shkoyach. Thank you very much. Shkoyach.
Shkoyach.